Adobe Acrobat Studio, so brand new. Show me all the things that PDFs can do. Do your work with ease and speed. PDF Spaces is all you need. Do hours of research in an instant. Key insights from an AI assistant. Pick a template with a click. Now your prezo looks super slick. Close that deal, yeah, you won. Do that, doing that, did that, done. Now you can do that with Acrobat. Now you can do that with an all-new Acrobat. It's time to do your best work with your new Adobe Acrobat Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Thorpe Park. Are you ready for Europe's top scare event? Fright Nights at Thorpe Park is now on. With thrilling rides in the dark, including Hyperia, the UK's tallest and fastest roller coaster, soul-sucking scare mazes, devilishly daring scare zones, and hell-raising shows. They're here. Fright Nights at Thorpe Park, the home of fear. Book now at thorpepark.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome in to the GCN Gauntlet, where iconic Glass Cannon Network heroes take on nearly impossible odds. I'll be GMing the game tonight. My name is Joe O'Brien, and my players this evening, Jared Logan, Matthew Cabotacaza, Skid Maher, and Kate Stamus is back on after doing our first gauntlet in this run. She's back on the last one. Good to have you back, Kate. How you been? How's your month been?
It's been good. We just got back from the retreat, so my body hurts from that. But I like this idea of me being like a gauntlet sandwich. I'm like the bread.
Yeah, exactly. Start strong, end strong. Yeah. That was my plan. So I was
you
like,
"You need bread for a sandwich.
You know what I need? I
need, Kate for a gauntlet."
Exactly.
And I'm the mayonnaise.
Ooh. Sure are. Ooh.
What part are you, Matthew?
I'm the meat.
Whoa!
Wow!
Wow! I
didn't see that.
I got the ego on the guy to my right here.
I don't know what's left. I could be the cheese, but that feels like a bit of a cliche. So try to play against type.
Skid, you're the lettuce.
No, I'm the tomato.
Tomato. There you go.
No sandwich is complete without a tomato.
So true. So true. We are. We're heading into the last gauntlet here. This is exciting because we are 1 week away from character creation of our Shadow Dark campaign, which is awesome. So looking forward to everybody checking that out next week, next Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern on YouTube, 5 o'clock Pacific, premieres our Session Zero. You can see our characters being made and such. And then 1 week later, October 30th, the premiere of the Shadow Dark campaign. We did these gauntlets as a fun way to get together and play some games in the weeks in between so that we were doing something to kind of bridge that gap. And now we rise to the crescendo of this little gauntlet stretch where our first gauntlet was at second level. You guys pretty well owned a not pretty well owned. It was a tough fight, but you did really well against a mummy, badass mummy. The second session, I upped the ante a little bit, and we TP. Oh no, wait, you TPK'd against the mummy. That was the first one. That was the first one, and you TPK'd, right? No,
we had fun.
Joe,
so
are
it
you
felt
high?
Like we won.
I remember now. The very
I
first
guess
one
we're
was
very unmemorable.
The very first one was in July. That's why the very first one was in July, and you owned it. And then I decided to do the mummy for the first one of this run, and it crushed you. So in the next one, we did snakes. So many snakes, and you guys survived. Nestor gets away with all the stuff. And then last week, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And you guys did really well against Tyrannosaurus Rex. So this week, we come to our conclusion, another level 6 gauntlet with some serious power coming to the table. We'll see how you guys handle it. Let's talk characters. Who are you going to be playing this evening? Jared Logan.
I am playing Nico Bridgewalker, the Thaumaturge.
Yes! Nico Bridgewalker, actually a 1E occultist turned Thaumaturge in the 2E build with a little bit of focus object reading and occult stuff. And I believe he has a little sorcerer dip. So that was a sorcerer dip.
And then
a fun build.
He's got a implement that is a long sword and an implement that is a mirror, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. We know a bit about that mirror implement. A phenomenal, phenomenal item.
Don't know this about the character already. He's bi.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Joe? Does it say that on the character sheet?
That's I'm playing the character tonight, so I decide, don't I?
Yeah. It's very clear in the way you played it, and Jared has done his research.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Matthew, you know a bit about that spectacular mirror from your character Barnes, Theomachus Barnes, our Gatewalkers campaign.
It's awesome.
Are you playing Theomachus Barnes tonight?
I am not. I am playing Alistair Burgoyne, Viscount Northwood, Baron Bergdorf Goodman.
Yes! Lord Northwood, one of my all-time favorites, a character from Legacy of the Ancients, one of our subscription shows. Go to jointhenation.com to join. Skid runs that game. Matthew plays Lord Northwood in that game, and so I'm excited to see you take Lord Northwood out yourself for a little spin on the main podcast channel.
A cavalier in Pathfinder 1E, but a fighter for the purposes of these gauntlets.
Awesome. Interesting. Awesome. What about you, Kate? Who are you going to be bringing to the table this evening?
I'm playing the favorite character that I have not played yet, Bella. Oh my God. Not again. Delanarn.
Delanarn!
Yeah.
Yes.
I was a little nervous at first because learning new things makes me really frustrated and angry. And I started like making the character sheet myself to learn. And I was like, wow, this is going to be too hard. Never mind. And then I took a second to figure it out. And I was like, actually, never mind. I'm an expert now.
Awesome.
But we're on.
We have a Magus expert in the house tonight. That's so fantastic.
No comments because I got it.
I want to try a Magus too at some point. So I'm going to watch what you do so that I know how it works. Yeah.
It was hard
and
money.
Interesting, Jared. Your approach has been try classes you've never played and haven't run yet so you can get to know that branch of the rules a little bit better. So you played a witch. Mm-hmm. So far on the gauntlet, right?
Yeah, and which I loved. I played a witch, and then I also played...
Yeah, he played Eris.
I played Brother Ramius, but I was just kind of trying to play casters. I've never played a cleric.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you played Brother Ramius, Eris, and now a Thaumaturge. Yeah.
Yeah.
So something different there. All right, rounding out the party. So far we've got Thaumaturge, Fighter, Magus, and...
Galabras.
And Galabras.
Is that a class?
Yeah, it is. He's a class act.
Class.
This is my original character that I played on Giant Slayer. He's a cleric.
Yes.
I haven't played him since, I don't believe, so this should be fun. Never played him really.
People are playing their own characters tonight. That's pretty cool.
But I've never touched this character in 2E, so except to build him. So
Of course, yeah.
It should be fun to take him out for a spin in 2E. Very cool for Skid to get to play Galabras again. I'm cool to see you in that skin again.
Yeah.
Also, never built in 2E, so this will be fun to see how that all shakes out. I recall Galabras being awesome in 2E. Like I believe somebody ran him in one of my games and crushed the game because I believe Galabras is not only strong in casting and healing, but in melee as well. I think he's pretty legit. Very cool character.
I heard a lot of good stories about people. They told me they were in a game with Galabras, or they ran Galabras, and I heard similar things. So I'm excited to see if they were lying to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we shall see how it goes down tonight. I've got a brand new encounter set up for you guys, something a little unlike anything we've done before, and we'll see if you can take it down or if we walk away with a TPK. We're going to take a quick break, a quick thank you from our sponsors, and then when we come back, the gauntlet begins. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. As a raider scavenging the remnants of a derelict world, you settle into an underground settlement. Hoping to thrive, you jump on the chance to start over. But doing so means you must return to the surface, where ARK machines roam, and survivors' motives remain dangerously unclear. But if you're brave enough, who knows what you might find? Play the Server Slam Open Test from October 17th through 19th on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
We're back. Just wanted to remind everybody, our Shadow Dark campaign is coming up. Get ready next week. Character creation Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. Podcast releases at midnight that night. Be ready to rock the next day. Yeah, there he is. Skid's got his Shadow Dark book already. We're having a great time with that. And then the premiere of episode one of the new campaign the following week, Thursday the 30th. Matthew's birthday. So tune in, celebrate Matthew's birthday by
the day before Skid's birthday.
Yep.
The day before Skid's birthday.
You can also watch it again on Skid's birthday.
Yeah.
It's also, and Matthew's birthday is also Paula Deming's birthday.
That's yes. Right.
Let's celebrate Paula Deming's birthday.
Huh. Right. Yeah. So Matthew and Paula Deming.
CJ's birthday, producer CJ's the day after my birthday.
Really? He's the first, he's All Souls Day?
I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. And then Joe, you're just around the corner.
Yeah. Wow. And then a week later, it's my birthday. So that's a good time of year for us to release new
it's
stuff.
It's birthday celebration month at Glass Cannon. Come celebrate with us.
Come celebrate with us by tuning in for the premiere of the new campaign. Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. Matthew and Paula on the 30th. And then it releases at midnight, the podcast on Skid's birthday. Pretty sweet. All right, let's begin the gauntlet for tonight. We'll see if you guys can take this one down. All right. Here we go. All of these, you know, they're just kind of encounter-based, so we don't do too much story. We've kept it kind of vague as to why you're all together or who these people are or whatever. Just roll with it. Here we go. The dwarves of Gimfaldor have fled their underground city. Chased out by malevolent spirits, many were killed in the escape attempt, and none who survived have firsthand accounts of what happened there. Those that made it out know that something disastrous happened in the great smithing hall of Gimfaldor. The anvil lies there. Capital A anvil. The anvil of the city. The locals call it the soul anvil, as it is used to create powerful magical weapons. The survivors describe to you, this is very recent, this just happened, this is an ancient history, the survivors describe to you the feel of a great explosion and a jarring feeling afterwards, as if the very earth itself were going to shake until the city's columns collapsed. Fortunately, the shaking didn't last very long, but shortly after, spirits began to tear through the walls of the city, killing all in their path. Now, rumors tell around the countryside of spirits that are moving toward the city's gates. Spirits coming in droves from all over the nation and beyond, drawn by whatever happened beneath. The dwarves ask for your help, the help of heroes. And since this is a gauntlet, you just do whatever I tell you to do. You don't get to decide or role play or see if you're going to do this mission. You just do it.
Yep.
You be heroes. Intent on discovering the source of the explosion and banishing the spirits within, you all set out. The journey through Gimfaldor is strange. You're in the city now, and it's deserted. You hear the voices of spirits echoing from every wall and chamber, but you see nothing, and you interact with nothing. You encounter nothing. Finally, several levels deep, you enter the smithing hall, and there, mounted in the center of the room, upon a great 40-foot by 40-foot dais, is what must be the soul anvil. It is obvious, even from this distance as you first enter the hall, that the anvil is cracked. Part of this should be unbreakable metal is broken and peeled back away at the top of the anvil, and from within, eerie purple and bluish greenish light glows. Did you enter the room from the north, the south, the east, or the west? It's up to you guys. There's really no strategy. It's just pick.
Gotta go door to the north.
Gotta go. You come from the north.
Why is that a given? Why is north given?
What else could it possibly be?
My God, Jared.
Jared.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Is that a rule? Like, don't split the party. Always enter through the north.
The door to the north.
Can I ask this? Can my character enter from the east and everybody else enters from the north?
I mean, this is a game where you're supposed to do whatever you want. Would you like to have split up from the party earlier and found a different way into
Maybe
this?
Maybe we got into an argument earlier.
Yeah, we got into an argument, yeah.
I mean, he is playing Nico.
That's true.
That's true. I said that I liked a certain bard, and the rest of you guys were like, oh, wow, yeah, that's like something you'd like.
Yeah,
and then
bard,
I was
that's
like,
a top
I was
40
like,
bard.
Their new
what
album
exactly
sucks.
Does that mean? Yeah.
So played out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I came in from the east.
Okay.
Especially Let's if start. It makes it slightly harder for Joe.
It's not harder for me. That.
It'll make it harder for us.
Yeah, just so
Wait,
we're clear,
is this
you're
a stupid
splitting
idea?
The party
Are
to
we gonna
start
get killed because we're splitting the party? All right, put me with the others at the north.
No way, dude. No way. You can change your mind if you really want to, but you do not have to.
Being stupid is not as important to me as defeating your monster.
Okay. So you want to come in with your allies?
Yes, of course, but
okay.
Begrudgingly.
Seething with resentment.
Seething with resentment about the whole bard conversation.
All right. I'll split you off a little bit from them. Walking alone in the back is Nico. Okay. Let's go to the map.
I haven't even seen the map yet.
The Smithing Hall of Gimfeldor.
I'm glad you didn't separate from us. You would have been so far away.
Yeah, I was looking at it. As I said it, I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. As you approach, you're at the top of some steps that are not terribly steep, so you can kind of see down and into this room. And you see the anvil as I described it, cracked and open, and there's an eerie light emanating from it and all around it up on this 40-foot by 40-foot dais that is, quick estimate, about 50 feet away from you at this moment. What do you do? What's your first instinct? What's your first vibe?
We want to get this, and we want to get the anvil and carry it out of here. That's the idea?
You want to find what happened? Or the source, and figure out how to banish the spirits within. And I'll say this. On the dais with the anvil, from here, just looking, you don't have to roll perceptions, you see bodies, three bodies of dwarves, and you see stuff around on the floor as well. Maybe, you know, things that they had or were holding are around the area of the anvil as well. And your instincts tell you that perhaps that whatever happened broke this anvil, and if there is some way to repair or seal the anvil closed, that will probably help. But you don't know for sure.
Nico's going to say, get out of my way. Let me take a look. And then, was that like the character at all, Joe?
Sure. Yeah. Get out of my way. Like a real jerk.
He said that a lot. I think that's basically his catchphrase.
Get out of my way.
I'm going to take you guys at your word.
I will say this, actually.
You told me he was kind of rude earlier.
I didn't think about this before, but it is true that, like, I didn't tell you this earlier because I didn't want to tell you too much about the adventure, but, like, this is something that would definitely interest Nico and draw him in, is this object of great power. He wants to know how it works. He wants to figure out how to either manipulate it or use its magical power to one day make him a god.
Yeah. To perhaps kill all those who said that the particular bard I like is not awesome. I'm going to use oddity identification.
Okay.
When you become aware of a magical effect or see a spell being cast, I'm guessing that the anvil is creating some kind of magical effect. Mm-hmm. Now, it tells me if the magic has the mental trait or the fortune trait or the like secret prediction trait. But then it says at the GM's discretion, similar effects can also fall into these categories.
Yeah, I will say you can use that, but you can't use it from here. You'd have to use it on the dais. You'd have to be up there near the item within 15 feet of it to like get a close enough look to start this process of identifying exactly what's happening with the magic.
Okay.
Sorry, as Nico is doing this, before anything gets triggered, sensing danger, Galabras is going to cast Heroism on Lord Northwood.
Ooh. Nice. Okay. All right. Open with Heroism, and that lasts for a minute or 5 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So plus one status bonus to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks.
Everything, David. Everything.
David?
A lot of Shine fans out there. The movie Shine. anyone watch that movie lately?
Did you base the character on Jeffrey Rush from Shine?
I did. Jeffrey Shine is more like Nico.
Yeah, probably.
One day, though, I will. See, McD knows. He's a big Shine fan.
McD, as usual.
They bear very little resemblance to each other, but except for being like Oscar winners of the mid-90s, except that I confuse Shine and Sling Blade all the time in my head.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. They came out the same year, I think.
I think they were back-to-back. Were they the same year?
I think they're both 96.
Shine. Shine is definitely 96.
Welcome to Indie Movie Guessing Game.
No. Did you guys see later when they did that movie Shine versus Sling Blade Requiem?
you are correct, Skid. They were the same year.
Ah, 96?
Why I was confused is that Billy Bob Thornton won for screenplay, not for best actor.
Right.
And Jeffrey Rush won for best actor.
Right.
Okay, Nico's walking forward.
Yeah.
Nico, wait. Do you want us to come with you? I'm sorry what I said earlier about the bar.
Okay, if you want to come, you can come.
All right. She'll follow you.
All right, so the two of you start coming down the final steps to the lower level of this chamber, which goes for another 25 feet or so and then raises up to the anvil. As you get to about, you know, within 15, 20 feet of the dais, yeah, right there, Nico, that's good. You come up to this column, and you're just kind of passing by this 5-foot-wide by 5-foot-wide column, and you feel... ground begins to rumble, and you start to hear it escalating. This faint whispering you've heard here and there. You hear it escalate all of a sudden, and sure enough, this surge of spiritual energy comes up from the anvil and sort of resolves itself into a humanoid figure that comes at the top of the dais, about, like, you know, 20, 25 feet away from you, between you and the anvil. This humanoid figure is ghostly in appearance and incorporeal. You can kind of see through it. It looks like an old man with a long beard and a hat and a classic sort of wizard vibe. It's Merlin. It's a very Merlin-y wizard vibe. And it shimmers into existence. It mumbles something incoherent, and you know that immediate danger is upon you. Let's roll for initiative.
Ooh, oh god.
Okey-dokey.
I always forget dice when I do this. Okay.
Ooh, nice.
I'll do these ones.
That's nice.
Oh no. such a small number.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Okay. See what we got here. Oh boy. Oh boy. I did a Troy, guys.
Stop.
Oh, come on. You of all people.
Oh,
it means that I rolled a stupid high initiative roll, which seems to always happen with Troy. His monsters absolutely crush in initiative. Okay, starting with Galabras Finn. What is your initiative? I love saying that. Galabras
Finn. 33.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay. That's pretty legit. Delinarn, what did you end up getting? You weren't happy with your role.
You're going to make me follow Galabrat? 12.
Ooh!
Woof.
33's not possible.
Maybe
for
we
her.
Have to have a conversation about initiative rules. would you roll a natural 2?
A 4. She doesn't have a good perception, even at level 6.
Yeah,
8th
level.
She's only trained.
Yeah. Or 6th level, not 8th level. Yeah. All right. Lord Northwood.
18.
18. Man, Galabras, leader in the clubhouse so far. And then Nico.
29.
Oh.
Respectable.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very, very respectable. I love it. Okay. I still going first. And that is because I rolled a natural 19. And I'm a high-level monster. But not just any high-level monster. You guys, looking around the room here. Doop, 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 doop. You guys don't recognize this creature at all. However, our audience would, which is crazy.
Would they?
What?
Our audience would, because this, while there's kind of like no there, what you see is the ghostly form of one Pembroke the Potent.
Oh no!
What the an fuck? Extremely powerful.
I did not
wizard.
Give my permission for his appearance in this thing. I just want to make that clear. This is happening without my consent.
This is happening without Skid's prior knowledge or consent.
He would never do whatever it is he's about to do.
There's about to be a fat letter being sent from Skid's lawyer.
Oh boy, you're going to get a cease and desist so fast it's going to make your head spin. I hope we have good lawyers, Joe.
Thank you. Good to know. First thing that Pembroke the Potent does, obviously, is just mumbles this arcane spell and just and bursting out from him in a cone is a cone of cold. A classic cone of cold.
I should have come in from the east.
Jared, why did you
have? You really should have. You really should have.
You liar. I was like, should I do that? And you're like, it's not going to make it harder for me. But it was going to make it harder for you.
Wow.
Okay, I need reflex saves from everybody.
It's my reflex. Worst
reflex. Reflex. Okay. Of course it had to be reflex. Oh, all right.
Reflex saves from everybody, please. All right, what did you get, Jared?
27.
27. Okay. Excellent. And Skid?
I got a 12.
Ooh. Do we have hero points?
You all have a bottle cap.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to spend it then. I got the exact same fucking number.
No!
It's the worst.
Oh my god.
It's worse than rolling worse.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, it is.
That is a complete waste. That's a really bad start.
And resources.
That's what we call bottle cap blue balls. A triple B.
Oh my god.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. This is bad. Okay, so where are you at, Kate?
28.
28, Matthew?
29.
Ooh.
29, okay.
27, so, 20, 29.
And we done just 20, 29. Smoked your cone of cold.
All right, Lord Northwood, Nico Bridgewalker, and Delinarn, you all take 17 points.
What the?
Of damn. Cold damage.
Are you?
Cone Galabras, of cold is.
But how?
Galabras, you take 68 points of cold damage.
I'm down.
What?
For a critical
I'm dying too.
You're dying
failure.
Too?
I'm dying
what?
Too.
What?
That's your cleric!
What the? Wow.
Yeah. This is really bad.
Because it only too deadly.
Because it only gets worse after that.
Yeah.
It only gets worse after that. Because in that same instant, another almost strand of spiritual energy emits from the soul anvil, and another ghost seems to appear. I have this. Pardon me for 1 second. I have this written down here. Okay, yep, there it is. Another ghost seems to appear, this one in the form of a dwarf. it appears over to the side of the dais as this like line evolves out, and a third spirit erupts. This spiritual sort of sling. And another ghost appears off to the other side. This one, a human woman. And they seem to all just be like bursting out of this thing one after another. They are later in the initiative, though. And so we go now to... Who do we go to? Who it was... it's Galabras, but he moves in initiative. So we shall go to Nico.
Nico. Okay. So... We've got, are all of these ghosts? Is our friend Pembroke a ghost? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, they're ghosts.
Okay. I'm going to exploit vulnerability.
Okay.
I make a esoteric lore check against the DC that you decide based on the creature's level. A standard DC, it says, for the creature's level. All right, come on. I get nervous rolling dice now.
What's the worst that could happen? You could kill a beloved character?
The worst that could happen didn't happen this time because you're looking at a 31.
31, that is a success. Wow. Okay.
Not a critical?
Not a critical. Okay. Well, let me double check because it is a lore, right? Esoteric lore. Let me see. Esoteric. Matthew, is it supposed to lower the DC, like esoteric lore?
It's the standard recall knowledge DC.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so it's not a critical.
In making this check, he also gets a free recall knowledge. You apply that, if you remember that part.
Right.
Yeah, all right, so you get a free recall knowledge. So I'll roll that. So go ahead and give me the your religion score.
No, he uses esoteric lore.
It's part, exploit vulnerability. Give me your esoteric lore. Succeeding on the... It's the same roll, right? I don't have to also roll a recall knowledge.
Oh, it applies as a recall knowledge?
Yeah, it applies as a recall knowledge, and if I only have a success, I get an important fact, learning the highest weakness, or one of its highest weaknesses, if they have the same value.
We're going to get into a tricky area here. This creature has no weaknesses. What it does have is, you know, unbelievably difficult resistances, but... there are things that bypass the resistances. So while technically not a weakness, I would say I'll tell you what gets through the resistances. And that would be ghost touch, force, and vitality, or spirit. So ghost touch, force, spirit, or vitality damage goes through.
None of those can be created with a personal antithesis.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't just like make it a ghost touch weapon. So basically, the way it will work is you'll get the bonus to from personal antithesis, which I think is, what'd you say, Jared? Plus five.
He succeeded. Mortal weakness.
But he doesn't have a weakness.
If there is no weakness, and it's just something like where you need to have an extra ability to hit something. This resistances thing does not apply to my exploit vulnerability. Is that right? Is that what we're saying?
Technically what he's saying is no, but here's what I'm saying. It does. And I'm ruling it that way. So if you attack this creature, you can say that your weapon is doing vitality damage or ghost touch damage. Great. Because you succeeded on this check. So I am down with it. This is an extremely hard encounter, and I think that it's
our
the
cleric
perfect
is
ability
down first
for it.
Round. Okay, then having done that, I would like to then I would like to look at the anvil. Am I close enough now to?
No, you got
to
be on the dais.
Wow, really? Okay, interesting.
I mean, it's far away and it's kind of up from you now. It's like 5 feet up. You can kind of barely see it poking up above the angle here.
Okay, I would like to then... What if I get on the steps and I kind of peek my head over? Is that allowed?
Get within 15 feet of the anvil and you can do a check of that nature on the anvil.
Okay, does that so take you me can... there? Let me see if that's 15 feet. Oh, no. That's 15 feet. Look at that.
You seem to be taking a rather long way there.
Yeah, I don't want to go directly in front of this guy.
I'm trying to sneak. Next to one of the ghosts.
Oh, fuck.
It's
right.
Fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks for... Is it fine because you're going to kill me with that ghost, Joe?
It's extremely dangerous. But go ahead. Get up there on the dais.
All right.
So that would be one action, esoteric lore, then two actions, two strides.
That was one stride.
Yeah, but okay. You're not 15 feet from it.
I just saw you drag the thing up 15 feet.
Wow, and, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make this so complicated, guys. I was just trying to move to a place where I could, like, kind of be peeking up over the top. I'm going back to where I was originally. I would just wanted to peek over the steps so that I have some cover. That's what I'm going for. And so I brought him down to the corner. And I thought earlier you said he was close enough. So you're saying he is not close enough unless he gets up on that top level of the dais. Oh, that sucks.
You can go up there and
I can see the goddamn thing.
We can all see it.
We can all see it. How come he needs to be a little closer?
Jared, if you go right here where I'm blinking, that's 15 feet away from the anvil. And, like, I think that's the best spot. Like, you're not right next to the...
yeah, that's where I go. Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
I didn't need to get so bent out of shape. I could have just said...
Yeah, let me clarify. If you're trying to do, you know, if you're trying to do object identification, which is a very specific thing...
I'm not trying to do object identification.
Oh.
I'm trying to... That's a spell. I'm trying
to
do...
Well, you know what I mean. You're trying to identify...
Oddity identification.
Yeah. Oddity identification. You're... God. Either way, the point is, you can't, in my mind, you can't both have cover and thoroughly examine an object that's 20 feet away from you. That's all I'm saying.
You're telling me. Okay, so, go ahead.
Well, what I will say is, as you creep up these steps, you see the bodies that are on the ground. And right out in front of you on the dais, is a hammer that seems to be glowing with some magical energy.
Ooh.
You being a thaumaturge, you would know instantly looking at this thing that it is emanating magical energy. It seems to be a magical smithing hammer that was in the hands wielded by the smith that was here when this thing burst. But sadly, the smith seems to have died, but the hammer lies right there. It is directly actually in front of you.
Let's see. I've done two actions. I'll use an interact to pick the hammer up.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Do you have a mirror in your hand and a sword in your hand?
Right now, I think when I walked in, I only had the sword in my hand.
Okay, so now you got a hammer in one hand and a sword in the other. And we go to... Oh, I never even began the encounter. We go to Lord Northwood.
Lord Northwood, first action, interact with draw a potion off his belt. Second action, feed it to Labrys.
Ugh. Glug, 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 glug.
That is going to be a lesser healing potion, Skid, because I figure you can heal yourself a little bit. You want to roll or you want me to roll?
You can roll.
All right. 2d8 plus 5. You're going to get... that's going to be 17 hit points back.
Oh, thank you.
You say, stand up, young man. And then Lord Northwood will rush forward to menace Pembroke.
Okay. Right up in Pembroke's face. And this thing, I say this thing because, yeah, as you see through it, it's just... And it's like eyes, there's like no eyes and it's in his eyes, right? It's like just eye whites. And some strange magic has overcome this thing. Oh, I didn't give you the results of your recall knowledge. I gave you the esoteric lore. But added on to the recall knowledge, I'll tell you, Nico, that you're like, oh, shit. You know what this creature is. This creature is very plainly, very blandly known as a ghost mage. And it is, it can erupt, or it can occur when a mage is killed before they've completed the mission that they're attempting to complete. Aww. And it can tear their very... It's like a revenant in a way where they're not exactly logical. It's torn some part away from them and makes them enraged and angry and violent until they complete whatever it is they meant to complete. But you don't really know what that is at the moment. And that is Lord Northwood's
turn. I shout that at Lord Northwood so he knows those things.
Yeah.
After, just after he arrives.
All my party. I shout at my entire party.
That is good to know.
Good to know. All right. At that moment, this ghostly dwarf that had burst through from the anvil starts moving quickly at a run, and it has a dagger in its hands, and it runs and sorts and like leaps over this small table, and as it's coming into our view, we see the translucent form of somebody else our audience would know. Dalgrith.
Oh, Deathbringer. No.
I was wondering if you were going to do that.
A former companion of Pembroke the Potent, and he jumps and just, this knife goes into your head, Delanar.
Question.
Yes.
Do attacks of opportunity only happen if I've already gone? Or can I take one now?
You can't take one now because I didn't provoke an attack of opportunity.
Oh. You're using a manipulate action right now within my reach.
No, I'm just attacking you. Attacking is not a manipulate action.
Oh, what?
Whatever. If I like got out a potion.
I'm not manipulating the thing that I'm attacking you with.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the one. Anyway, he comes up and he stabs at your face with a dagger, a translucent, strange looking dagger. And as he does, you deftly dodge out of the way because I rolled a 14. So
critical fail.
And then he comes back around.
Dalgrith.
That was a critical fail?
Oh, you yeah, 14.
Level 6, that's right.
Wow.
He comes back around for a second swing and rolls the same exact number, four less. So another miss. Okay, and it is your turn, Della.
I feel like I'm looking at Dalgrith and Pembroke, and I've never met them, but maybe yeah. She feels some like pull of like, I don't know, who are these people? Were they doing the same thing that I was? Like
right,
Pembroke didn't... Yeah,
it doesn't,
they look like they may have once been like heroes, you know what I mean? But their death has taken them and turned them into something.
Well, it's weird that they're dead and you, Della, are alive.
I know. I was like, wait, Della met Pembroke at some point, didn't she?
Right. No, Pembroke was late.
Do you think we're already dead and this is the afterlife?
It's like lost.
We're in the bad place. So, meta question for the group, because sometimes I make bad decisions. Only sometimes, though. I wanted to use Tanglevine, potentially, to limit movement. I was thinking of trying to use it on Pembroke so that he can't move away from Lord Northwood. Do we hate that?
I think that would be good.
I feel like I want to do that. It's two actions, and then I was going to use my third action to run up to what we now know as Dalgrith, but instead, I'll intimidate and glare him, maybe. So, first thing... I'm going to try to do Tanglevine on Pembroke, which is spell attack. Which will
Does it logically make sense that a vine would stop an incorporeal creature from moving?
I was going to say something about that, but then instead I decided to just wait until the GM.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm honestly asking because immobilized is not in his immunities.
So then I can do it.
Yeah. It's a magical vine.
If I can
vine.
Hit him. I can
it, yeah,
trap
let's
him
say
with
it's a
vine.
Magical. It is obviously a magical vine, but like a sure, it can hold.
It's a creature with an AC, so I think that's I no it. Reason why I couldn't affect him.
Okay,
so that's going to be a 22
against.
I say
AC.
If Obi-Wan can sit on a log, then Pembroke can be affected by entangle.
There you go.
Okay, well, that is a miss anyway on the AC.
Oh wait, 23.
Still a miss.
Damn it. Yeah, I figured that might have been a long shot. Okay, so you see vines maybe start to form, but then they dissipate. I don't know. She's too far away. Maybe she's scared of Pembroke. Who knows? And then she turns to look at the man next to her and does an intimidating glare at you. So I'm going to try to demoralize. Let's try to do that.
Try to demoralize Dalgrith Deathbringer?
Dalgrith, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, wait a second. Okay, great. I rolled a natural one. Nothing happens because there's no critical failure thing.
Wow, natty one. Oh, no.
Wow. We're doing great. But even though I missed with the cantrip I just tried to fire off, does that charge my spell strike, Matthew? Do you know?
This is
2E.
No. Your spell strike is already charged because you haven't used it.
Oh, I thought I had to charge it on my first use of it.
I think you get it. And then once you use it, you have to recharge it with an action.
Well, we live and we learn.
Yeah.
That's my turn.
All right. I would say excellent turn, but it wasn't.
It was an excellent effort.
Yes.
You should still say that, Joe. Yes.
Hey, this is the life that I live. All excellent ideas and bad die rolls. That's how it is.
All excellent ideas.
Every single one.
Every single one.
Now this human woman may also be recognized.
Who is
she? Anyone have a guess?
Does
anyone know
who was with Evrook
at the time of his death? It is Feyraza Alcid.
Oh no.
She wasn't human.
What was she?
Humanoid.
Oh, that's right. Well, she looks even more Asimarish now.
Why has she been transformed into a human? There's something
crazy.
A little translucent.
This is the key to the encounter.
She's been stripped by a godly bloodline.
This is the key to it. She whispers something, and this magical energy goes out into the air, and she moves onto the dais in front of you, Nico.
Uh-oh.
10 feet away. And that is her action. She casted a spell and then moved up onto the dais between Nico and the anvil. We move to round 2, and it is Galabras.
Okay. So from the ground, as he coughs up blood, he casts a 3-action heal, which will capture all 3 ghosts in its radius. So give me
and
a...
And us too, right?
And all of you, and me, of course.
Okay.
So give me a fortitude save, DC 22 fortitude save.
That's a good one. That's a good one to cast. Ah, shit. All right, fortitude save from Dolgrith Deathbringer. Oh, no. I think I crit failed.
Oh,
yes. Nice.
That's a 12.
Yeah.
That is a crit fail.
Oh, God. With Dolgrith.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I rolled a 13 on Feyraza.
That's just a fail. That's just a fail.
Okay. Woo. And then Pembroke, there's no chance. I don't even know why you would think there was a chance. 29.
That's a regular success.
Damn it. I wanted the crit. But okay, great. So Dolgrith, double damage. All right. So first tell them what they heal. Did anybody take any damage yet besides Galabras? No, right?
Della.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
We all did.
You Kona Colded us.
Oh, I forgot you. I Kona Colded Dobin. That's right.
Yeah.
We take, everyone gets 23 points of healing.
Amazing. Hell yeah.
It's very good. Feyraza takes that much damage. Pembroke takes 11 points of damage.
23 points of healing. Wow.
So it's vitality damage to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And Dalgrith takes 46 points of vitality.
Yes! Yes!
Now, wait a minute. I think, I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that you, are you, is it a 3d8?
3d10.
Yes! Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because you took that feat! God damn you. Okay.
God damn
that
you.
Instantly kills, well, dismisses Dolgrith.
Yes!
Good to know. Yes. It's general HP.
Joe, how does it feel to have killed Dolgrith again?
That sucks. He got one round, he missed, and then he goes right back into the anvil.
I'll tell you what,
he might come back, because that's what the anvil does if you don't put it away.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Is this the hammer of Uskroth?
The hammer of Uskroth.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know what this is?
I mean, I do. My character does not. Well, I don't even know if that's true. I suspect.
Okay, great round from Galabras. Absolutely unbelievable.
I knew that was the reason I brought you back up. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. I am not entangled, so the first thing I'm going to do is step, sort of float back from Lord Northwood, and then reach into your mind.
My mind?
Lord Northwood, Matthew, you play Lord Northwind, a little game called Legacy of the Ancients. How do you think Lord Northwood is going to die in Legacy of the Ancients? What's that going to look like?
What the fuck?
I mean, this is a tricky question. What if there's a spoiler? What if we're entering spoiler territory? I think Lord Northwood is going to die in the comforts of someone else's home, drinking someone else's wine, and eating someone else's food at a ripe old age, 90-something.
Yeah, with his beautiful wife.
I didn't say that part. Confirmed bachelor.
Okay.
Confirmed bachelor.
Okay. Now, that may be true, and it may be a calm, wonderful, and peaceful death as a heralded hero, but you still don't want to die, and it's very strange seeing it portrayed before you now as a young, virile man. This is Vision of Death, so I need a will save, please.
Maybe it's disturbing seeing Mrs. Gundershot caring for him in his final moments at his deathbed.
Surely she must be dead by then. Okay, will
save.
The
love of a good man kept her alive.
Will save. Okay, natural 16 for a...
God damn it.
27.
Amazing. Nice.
It's fucking DC 27.
And guess what? Guess what? Because of my bravery, success is this a fear effect?
It is a fear effect.
Successes on will versus fear are critical successes instead.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. I should have never done this at you. What a dummy. What a dumbass dummy.
Then I am quite brave.
Oh my God. I hate this. I'm so mad. I just ruined the whole thing. All right. Just for that. Good. I'm bringing out more people. All right,
what?
Let's go to Nico. It's your turn. I'm bringing back Dahlgren.
No!
Oh, we just killed Nico. Him.
Let him do it. Let
Give
him
us
just,
a
he's
chance.
Trying to make Dahlgren.
Nico,
you got one of us down in one hit.
Nico will cast False Life and get 10.
You know what? Save it. You don't have to cast False Life. That's, well... I'm not 100% sure on the 2E rules, but that's something you would like cast, I think, way earlier. Because it lasts like a really long time, right? Did you look at it? What's the duration?
Okay,
it's like saying I'll cast Mage Armor. You know what I mean? Like, you would have done that.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help you out, man.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Okay.
The duration is 8 hours. So you would have casted it before you even walked in here.
Okay, I already had it. Sorry.
Yeah,
And then I want to know what this hammer does, but I don't know how to find out when we're in the middle of a fight and we should be kicking ass. I am going to...
You could do a knowledge check.
What's that?
You could do a knowledge check.
All right, let me try a knowledge check against this hammer.
Let's do occultism.
Is there any way I could have esoteric lore?
I have your occultism. What'd you say?
Could I have esoteric lore instead?
Yes, you can do it with at a minus two.
Yeah, so it's effectively the same thing.
It's effectively the same, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like it because of Nico's occultist-y background. Like, maybe you can pull something out here. Okay. You feel that this... hammer can be used to, as you're looking now a little closer at the anvil, you see the piece that is broken is sort of like literally bent up. The metal is like bent up from the anvil, and perhaps some well-placed strikes with this hammer will bend the metal back into place and may help to at least get it close to being sealed. Now, there might be other magical elements to this, but you know you're holding a magical hammer. And so this could help.
Question.
Okay.
If someone had crafting trained, would they be better at hammering the anvil back into place?
I don't see why that, you couldn't use crafting.
Okay, but would someone with crafting be better?
Yeah.
Does it look like it requires craft?
No, it doesn't look like it requires craft. It looks like it's any means necessary. It just depends on how
no
you
problem.
Want to approach the problem.
I run up to the anvil... And I begin using the hammer to smash the piece back into place. So that's recall, move, and
recall, move.
If I had a hammer,
so just give me
hammer in the morning. Wait, Joe, I'd hammer in the evening. Okay, I'm done.
All right, give me
all
that strike.
All over this land.
Oh, you lied about being done. I know. Said you were done, though.
Okay, I really am now.
You lied. You lied about being done.
You said you were done.
How could you?
You lied to me.
All right, give me an attack roll.
An attack roll.
On the anvil with the hammer.
Okay.
So don't use the... actually, no, you're good. Just use your attack roll that's on your sheet.
Right, that's what I was going to do. Here we go. Hey, that's a really good roll of a 34.
Ooh.
30. Natural 19, ooh, my friends.
34. Ooh. Just amazing. You just reach back and clang! And you see this piece of metal actually moves.
With it just moves?
Of your strength, it starts to get a little bit closer down.
Oh,
very
God.
Impressive, Nico. Very impressive. However, you have awoken anger in the spirits. Clang! And in that moment, almost as if to defend the anvil itself, a shoot of spirit energy bursts forth from it, and resolving next to you seems to be a giant, a large humanoid that like materializes next to you and just looks down at you in this, again, like no there, anger and rage. It is a human. It is a human, not mechanically large, but you all might remember a little friend called Four Bears.
Four Whoa. Bears.
Four Bears is a large Shawanti warrior that materializes right next to you. And wow. Let's see how quickly he moves. Natural 19. So he'll be jumping right into the initiative. And I'll say one action for him to come out. And then he swings at you, Nico, with a club, with Uh-oh. An incorporeal club, and attempts to rack your body with bad things.
Don't rack my body.
Oh, I'm racking your body.
I like to rack your body.
Okay. So this is going to be a 31 to hit.
31 to hit? Hey, as a matter of fact, that does actually hit.
31 hits, and he does 15 points of void damage.
Okay.
As this negative energy just moves through his club and into you. Now, I believe you're very well suited for this, Nico, because I think you have resistance to void energy. If you look at your sheet, there's like a feat or something. I don't know if it might be a Nephilim ancestry feat or something like that. But,
yes, that's correct. I do have something like that.
You have resistance to void, so...
Nephilim resistance. Void. Yep.
Yeah, so you can subtract 5 from that, which is pretty
nice,
sick.
Nice, bro.
Pretty sick, but then, of course, and obviously I'm going to attack a second time, and I roll a 21 on the second
attack. 21 is a miss.
Is a miss. Okay. Woo!
Woo!
And... Let me just add our good friend here into the initiative, and then it is Lord Northwood's turn.
Okay. Alrighty. Lord Northwood is going to... Okay. You know what I'm going to do here? You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to step into flanking around Four Bears with Nico.
Ooh, interesting.
And then I'm going to go after Four Bears with...
Ooh, I don't like it.
With my longsword.
That's
I was going to go after Pembroke, but I couldn't resist the flanking. So I'll attack. Natural 17 for a 34 to hit.
Dude, what
guard.
Is with you guys?
Yeah.
That is a critical hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alrighty. I really don't know what I'm supposed to do.
We're doing really
here.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's my longsword here? That is going to be 34 points of damage as well.
Oh my god.
Your longsword in one swing did... Oh, that's doubled.
Doubled.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the flat and I had to double it. Like, oh my god.
No, it was 17 points of damage.
Okay. Jesus. Okay. That's a big hit. And that is a crit. Yes. Well done.
Okay. And then I'm just going to go for another one while I'm here.
Didn't two bears famously get chumped like by like a spear or something?
Yeah, yes. Four bears. Instantly four bears. Killed while at full health by a Doolahan.
Yeah. That's how bad he was. He was hurt.
Not like two bears. Not like in 2E terms, dying one. In one strike, permanently dead from full hit points.
Well, I rolled a natural 18 on the second attack, so that is a 30 to hit. Off guard.
That is another crit.
Are you serious?
Yes!
Guys, okay. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's like, it's basically over. You've already won. This is insane.
Oh, good.
30 yes! points. 30 awesome. Points of damage.
He's dead. He's dead.
Yes!
He's fucking dead.
Bye, four bears.
Even when he came back, he got chumped.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable really the way you guys play.
I don't know why you put yourself in the position of letting us possibly chump your own characters. So demoralizing. And speaking of demoralizing.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm a complete idiot. I'm so sorry. I forgot the resistances, incorporeal resistances. Oh, right. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Sure. I forgot.
And I forgot Northwood doesn't have.
Yeah.
That.
He is. You did do significant damage to him, but he is not dead. But Dahlgraith definitely is dead. And that was Lord Northwood. And it is Della's turn.
Della. Okay. I was going to ignore Arcane Cascade because all of this is new to me and I can only fit so much new information into my brain. But I was reading about Laughing Shadow, which is her hybrid study that she has. And I think I want to get into Arcane Cascade stance. So she does that. She gets into her stance. You see some magic wisp around as she holds out her scimitar. And now she's got a +5 status bonus to her speed. So she can move 30 feet now. Which will, okay, cool. I can get right up in the face of, what's her name again?
Feyruza.
Confusing it with Feyruz. Get right up in her face. So one action to get into Arcane Cascade, one action to move. My last action is going to be just a regular strike with my scimitar. So let's see how that goes. All right. 19 to hit.
19 to hit. Feyruza Alsed. That is a hit.
Oh, sick.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Why did you give my character a 19 AC, Joe?
Because your character is, she's a caster type.
So it's only 2d6.
She doesn't have a high AC.
So that's 7 points of damage. But because I'm in my Arcane Cascade, that's an extra 3 points of damage, so 8 points total striking.
What type? That's
striking.
Not a type. That's not a type, right?
Slashing. Not a type?
Slashing, probably.
Oh, is it just S?
Yeah. I mean, it says, oh, yes. It's
striking
just
is the rune.
Okay. I saw S and striking, so I was like, it's striking damage. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay. Okay, well done. Is that, you did Cascade and then moved and then, okay, so now it is, we go to Feyruza's turn. Okay, interesting. All right, she is going to move back. She's going to take a step back.
That triggers my attack of opportunity.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, and it does. You're taking a step away from me.
Avoids an attack of opportunity.
Oh my God, I'm going to
right. No, but the ghost is burning an action.
I was so excited when I saw that you took this feat. I'm like, I'm going to fuck shit up everywhere. And I can never use it. I feel like enemies can always use it.
Okay. And then she reaches out, says some words at you, and a ray comes across and envelops you and begins to sap your energy. And I need a Fortitude save, please.
Fortitude.
Delanarn.
I bet it's a ray of enfeeblement.
Enervation.
Oh, no. Is this an emotion effect or no?
No.
Okay, you said fortitude. I'm going to use my bottle cap. I rolled a natural 4.
Okay.
Okay, that's better. 22. So it's not a critical fail, at least. I don't think. Oh, he looks sad. Oh,
DC
yay.
22.
Yes!
This is unbelievable.
It's a hero point. Come on.
You are enfeebled one.
Ooh.
It was a ray of enfeeblement, Jared. Mm-hmm. You are enfeebled one until the start of your next turn. So you'll take a minus one on any strength-based. It doesn't matter. It didn't work. It's completely ineffective because you're not going to go before it has its effects. Round three, Galabras.
Okay, Galabras is going to stand up.
Okay.
He is going to move his maximum movements, which is 15 feet.
Okay.
And then he is going to do a single action heal on himself. 12 points of healing to himself.
Okay.
And that's his turn.
Okay. Galabras is getting up and into the fight. And we return to Pembroke, the potent. All right, let's see. What can we do here? What can we do? Something really terrible. He'll reach out to you, Lord Northwood, and with a bare hand, just reach in right through your armor, into your chest with a ghostly hand. That's a 36. That's what I'm talking about. Get a crit?
But you provoke an attack of opportunity.
Manipulate?
It's not a spell.
I think it's a spell.
It does not have the manipulate trait. It's a melee attack of this ghost mage.
Oh, okay. That is a crit.
Crit!
Yeah.
Oh. There we go.
Northwood's going down.
Pretty good, too. 20. Oh, wait. Crit is 44 points of void damage.
Yikes.
As he strains the life from you.
Okay.
Let's see. Then I have to get out of there. So I'm going to step and... I got to go after Nico here because Nico is attempting to... essentially banish me to some unknown fate. So
you don't have to
see if I have anything here. Yeah,
maybe we could work together.
It reaches out at you, Nico, and it's strange. What's happening is terrible, and it's sad, and it's twisted in a way. It begins moaning and pleading with you not to seal the anvil, not with words, like with this strange ghostly moaning, like, no, don't do this, even though doing it would like maybe help this ghost find some sort of end. It is so dead set on death and destruction and its own pain that it wants its own pain to continue. So this is actually for everybody, not just Nico. It's for everybody. I need this is a fear effect, Lord Northwood.
Excellent.
And I need a will save.
Okay. Fuck.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Can we get some bad rolls?
22.
Okay.
21.
Okay.
Natural one.
Isn't that
you're out of caps? Skid?
What?
What'd you roll?
I'm out of the area of effect.
Did you just decide that?
Yeah.
He's too far away. Simply.
I'm a GM too. I can say things. I can say things that matter.
You are exactly in the range of effect.
Okay. There's a will. Oh.
Yeah.
Natural two. Again, this is my third natural two on a save.
Damn.
Brutal. And you already used your cap and got that other natural too. Okay. Things take a big turn in the fight as Lord Northwood. You are frightened too.
Is that did I roll a failure?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're frightened one, right? Because of bravery. So you
No, bravery me. Only works on a success. So if I roll a failure, then you got me.
I understand that, but I also think if you're ever frightened, you reduce it by one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so down to one.
Okay.
Nico, It gives you pause for a moment as you go to strike this anvil. You are frightened too. And fear grips Calabrus. Perhaps he knows he has some connection to this ghost and he can't really explain what it is. Frightened three. Ugh. And Della, frightened three. Actually, Skip, before I give you frightened three, what's the result of your roll? Must be a critical fail on a natural
20. 16.
Yeah. You guys are frightened three. And Lord Northwood, frightened one. Nico, frightened two. And that's when another spiritual piece of energy arcs out of the anvil. And we'll find out who it is right after this quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the final gauntlet. Hang in there. We're coming right back.
In June 2024, a teenager attended a music festival and never returned.
Miles and miles away from where he was staying, up a mountain.
Wasn't gone 3 days and turned into Pablo Escobar.
The online sleuths had lost sight of this was somebody's son.
The disappearance of Jay Slater on Channel 4. Stream now.
Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
From the darkest corners of our imagination comes a game show that's more ridiculous than terrifying. Welcome to Tickled to Death. I'm your host, Roz Hernandez, and I'll be guiding guests through the creepy questions and chaotic games, all to win the ultimate title of Horror Movie Champion. Listen to Tickled to Death wherever you get your podcasts, and hit follow, unless you want the show to follow you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final stretch of our gauntlet run here. We are deep within the smithing hall of Gimfeldor, trying to put to rest a series of spirits, all of which have something in common that I'll reveal here in a second. Our mage just moaned in a way that frightened everyone, and perhaps maybe you're doubting your ability to succeed in this mission. The mission is, of course, to put these spirits at rest, and perhaps Nico's onto something here. There's something about resealing this anvil that could just end the torture that is happening here, not only to the spirits themselves, but what they're wreaking on the city. And you get the sense that no matter what you do, more and more and more spirits are going to erupt from this thing. We return, and I said another tendril of spirit energy was coming out, materializing across from Nico as the last, in the last round here, this stream of energy came out and resolved itself into another humanoid shape, a shape of an orc, a shape of an orc monk.
Oh my God.
Oh no. My God.
The Green Loser returns. Oh, no. And now I think I can reveal what all these characters have in common. They're all characters that are sadly absent from our playable gauntlet characters, I don't know why.
Huh.
I was like thinking about like what characters everybody could pick. And as I looked, I was like, wait a minute. Like, you can't play the Green Loser. Multiple people have asked me if they could do that. You can't play Forebears. What the hell, man? And then I was like, wait a minute. There's an encounter here. It's insane that you can't play Pembroke. We have to make Pembroke.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So yeah, Pembroke becomes the boss, and then we go down from there. So entering the field of battle is a monk that you should have absolutely no problem dispatching instantaneously. Let's get back to the fight. It is Nico's turn.
It is. I bring the hammer down once again on the anvil.
Don't forget, you are frightened too, so lower your attack roll by two. It's getting you off base a little bit as you clang.
Nico's
down with
hand
the
shakes
as he stares with trepidation at the moaning ghost, but he brings his hammer down. Okay, that will be a 26.
26. Okay, you hit it. Bang! And it bends even a little bit more.
It just bends a little bit more. All right, I'll take my
You are making progress.
Okay, progress is being made, everybody. I'll take my multiple attack penalty, and I'll attack four bears to my left, because I want my exploit vulnerability to do something this battle.
Yep, and he is still flanked, because it's his turn next. He hasn't had a chance to move.
Okay, here we go. Attacking with my implement. That is not bad. That is a 25 with the map.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Nice.
25
nice.
With the map. Cheese and crackers.
That's a good roll.
That's a pretty good roll, right?
Wait. You're swinging here now with your sword? And
that's
you did
right.
not do exploit vulnerability?
I did before. I did it at the beginning of the battle.
But not against four bears.
But not against four bears.
Do they share a creature type?
Aren't they all ghosts?
Yeah, they do share a creature type. I mean, they have a lot of differences in how they operate, but they do share a creature type. So, yeah, that's fine.
It's up to you.
That
if
makes
you don't
sense.
Want it, if you don't
no,
want it,
it makes
to work,
sense
I
that
get
you
it.
Would know that you would know to use Ghost Touch or Vitality as the as the thing that gets through. Yeah.
Okay. Here
it's
comes
like that. That's
the other
that
thing.
Ghost
is like
named
Nico
Gary,
can,
but that ghost is named Derek. So I don't know if this is going to work on him.
Yeah. Well, right. There is a little bit of making it up with this encounter as I pieced it together. But yes, that is fair to say that you know the weakness throughout, and you can use your weapon as such.
19 slashing / whatever I need to hurt ghosts damage.
That was already hit and you did 19 damage. Okay.
Yeah, I rolled 2d8. I got 11 altogether, and then I added plus 8. Yeah.
That's great. Sorry. I just... are you done?
No.
No.
Because I have one more action, and I'm going to cast Shield.
Okay. You defend shield. Yourself with a shield.
Yes, an arcane shield.
Okay. Is there any problem with having a sword in one hand, a thing in the other, and then an arcane shield? We good
I
with
mean,
that?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it if you don't.
I don't if you don't, good buddy.
It's a magical shield, so I think it's okay. It's a cantrip.
It is Forbear's turn. Forbears will bring down a club on the frightened lord. Northwood.
I'm only a bit frightened.
I'm only a bit frightened.
I'm not
so
you.
Brave.
So there's you.
That is a 29.
That hits.
Of course it hits. 9 points of damage. Void. 9 points of void damage.
Okay.
And then, let's see. 9 points of void damage, and he will attack you again. Try to put you down. Natural 20.
No.
Natural
Jeez.
20 will definitely put you down.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh. Has to.
Ugh.
That's 24 points of void.
Damn.
24, you said?
24.
2-4?
2-4.
Still up.
God!
Damn still it.
Up. Ooh. I can't believe it. All right. I'll finish you off some other way. Then I will... Boy, yeah, this is tricky, isn't it? Then I will. It's crazy because I'm flanking, but I'm just going to move over to not be flanking. But I can't move more than that because I'll provoke from you, and so I gotta hashtag placemat. All right, so he moves next to Pembroke, between Pembroke and he almost looks like he's got this big ghostly shield. Almost looks like he's protecting Pembroke from you, Lord Northwood. At that. The green loser jumps into the fray and will move over to Nico and attempt to prevent Nico from continuing his work on the anvil. And this will be help me out here, Kate.
Flurry of blows.
Flurry of blows coming at you, fella.
Flurry of flows.
That's a freaking 12 to hit.
A 12 to hit would be a critical fail.
Yeah, if that mattered. Shut up.
Your hands
he fails,
off.
And he looks stupid doing it.
And then
loser.
And then a 20 to hit.
That's a fail.
Yeah. Yeah, real shitty.
This character that I'm not familiar with is living up to his name.
Yeah.
Jared, you don't know the lore of this
You're
tale?
Not familiar with this character? I know that Joe have an orc character that died the first time?
First
encounter, like first turn.
Live show.
This is the first time we'd ever done a live show.
What's his real name? It's not the Green Loser.
We didn't know because it's Strange Aeons. We didn't know your names.
He didn't even know. His character didn't even know at the time.
Did learn it. His name was Burl.
Yeah. But we don't call him Burl. Everybody calls him the Green Loser. Because we did not know his name. Because
you didn't know
at
that point. That's amazing. Yeah. I love
right.
it.
Right. And then
I'm going to kill him again.
And then I'm going to move up to Della. Yeah. I'm going to move right up into Della's face and take it to her. That's my final action. And Lord Northwood, you are up.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Can I drop my shield?
Sure.
Free action, drop my shield. First action, step over. I gotta need to use the other tool. Step over next to Nico and the anvil. Second action, take the hammer out of Nico's hand.
Which I willingly give.
Thank you. And then third action, strike the anvil.
Okay.
The anvil is all. The anvil is fire on the anvil. The rest will follow. Okay. Where's my bonus? There we go. Okay, that's going to be a 24 to hit.
That is a miss. I mean, it hits, but it is ineffective.
Bang! Oh, wait. Sorry. Heroism. 25.
Bang! Comes right back up. Kind of like Gimli trying to hit the ring. Sting! And it like jars through you like a hit on the bad part of the baseball bat. Jars your hands. Ugh. And you feel like this thing cannot be fixed at this stage. It's too late.
Oh.
Not really. So there's no more.
I'm just kidding. It was just so thoroughly like it bounced you off. It gave you pause.
Got it. Someone else. And that's my turn.
And that is your turn. Someone else. That was a free action. Della.
I'm not going to come over there and try to hit this thing. I want to try to kill the Green Loser.
Yeah.
That's it. You're falling into his trap, Kate. He put
then
the Green Loser
fall.
There to
let
tempt
me fall.
You.
Let me belly flop into this trap.
Just belly flop right into the trap.
Swan dive into this.
The pain will feel so good.
We're going to see how this goes, being Frightened 3 and Enfeebled 1, but who gives a shit? Distracting Spell Strike. I get a Feint check first, just to see.
One suggestion.
Yeah?
If you have the action economy, if you make one step, you'd be flanking the Green Loser.
Oh, yeah, you're right. For some reason, I didn't. Well, then there's no point in me making the Feint because you're off guard to me now. So.
Right, then you don't have to roll for it. It's just you have it for free.
Distracting Spell Strike, though, still gives me benefits, I think.
Spell Strike. It's huge.
No, the benefit is mostly the Feint. Okay, so whatever. Spell Strike. How this goes. So you see her cast Gouging Claw. So I gotta make the spell attack first. Oh god. Let me use a different dice. Okay. No. What?
No. You just attack with the blade. And then Gouging Claw comes through it based on your attack roll. It's just one attack.
But I never
cast... It sounded like you were trying to cast Gouging Claw and then roll an attack roll, like two rolls. Were you going to do two rolls or just one?
Yeah.
I think you just do one roll. The spell is being cast through the blade during the attack.
Oh. Are you sure?
No.
Because...
I'm pretty sure
you need to cast the spell in order
you
to
do.
Like...
But if it has a spell attack roll, that comes on the attack. You don't roll. Well, you know what I mean? Like, what happens if you hit on the spell and miss on the attack? Then
you lose it all. That's what's been happening with Asta, right?
No, she didn't have to attack twice and hit twice each time. That would be really shitty.
You channel a spell into a punch or sword thrust to deliver a combined attack. You cast a spell that takes one or two actions to cast and requires either a spell check or a saving throw.
Keep going.
Okay. You imbue its effects into the attack instead of executing the spell normally.
There you go.
Uh-huh,
that's the part that's supposed to translate to don't roll.
The last line. Yeah, you don't execute the spell
that's
normally.
That's not how I interpreted that.
You fuse it into the blade.
I wish that they had like different languages
make a melee
of English
strike with a weapon.
For the rules.
And then make a strike with the weapon. This is where it comes. It's the same as the spell attack roll. It's the same thing. You just have to do it once instead of twice.
If the spell required a spell attack roll, use your strike's result to determine the effects of both the strike and the spell.
Okay. Wait,
that's
where'd
cool.
You
I love how that works.
Where'd you see that? Oh, if the
further
spell.
Along in the
oh,
paragraph.
It's like in the middle. Well, it's either like read the first line or the last line. No one ever says to read the middle.
Turns out
the
you
got to
read the middle too.
Son turns out you got to read the middle. All right. 27 to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Actually,
nice.
You, this guy's such a loser.
Flanking.
That is a crit flanking. Exactly. Exactly a crit.
And she's like,
exactly
so,
a crit
so,
off
so
guard.
The thing is, exactly she's frightened three. Crit. Something about all these other ghosts.
Wait, wait,
like,
you're frightened three? That
I'm
was
frightened
minus three.
Three. Yeah, I've got my whole fucking sheet is red right now. Something about the rest of these ghosts scare the shit out of her. Something like, these ghosts are from like my timeline, but I don't understand why. She sees the green loser. And she's like, not that one, though.
Nothing
not afraid
scary
of that
about
one.
That one.
So 27 to hit. So, oh, my God, what happens now? I hit. So yeah.
You do all the blade damage and all the spell damage. So
yeah, all the blade.
Oh, shit.
What's and you double gouging it. Claw?
Oh, man.
And double it. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
3, 7, 8 plus the 3 from my stance. Oh, shit. 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's 11. And then double it is 22 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And then, so that's just for the scimitar, but the gouging claw, ooh, 46. I'm just going to roll on the thing here.
22 points was already doubled, but just the scimitar.
Yep, just the scimitar. And then 13 for the gouging claw doubled is 26. So 48 points of damage.
48 points of damage. Fucking one swing kills.
Yes!
The
green.
Yes!
That's with his ghostly resistance. By like 3 hit points, you killed him.
Isn't Della a teenager? Gah! This frightened 3 teenager walks up to the green loser.
I'm so pissed. Because it's like it's not like it's a joke. Like, I didn't put him out here with like 1 hit point as a joke. He's a lower level character than the boss, but like, God.
I just put him
incredible.
Out here as a joke. All right, so that was all my actions because I moved one step and then the spell strike is 2 actions. And now I am an expert in the Magus.
And now you're officially an expert and you never have to study again. Well done. Okay, now we move to Feyraza. Come on, Feyraza. Let's get some juicy.
Joe, the green loser still looks alive on my map, and it's breaking the immersion.
I haven't gotten to it yet. There's a lot going on back here. Breaking the immersion. I'll break your immersion right over your face. All right. Action to expand Bless, which she had cast before. And then I will. Oh, very interesting. And then I'm going to cast a spell on myself. And that is Feyraza's turn. And we move to round 4. Galabras Finn.
All right. Galabras is... he's going to do another 3-action heal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a really good thing to do with a bunch of low-level ghosts. Crapola.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's 24 points of healing. And then...
I will never roll 24 points on 3d10 in my life. Like, not one time. In my not just in a session. In my life.
And I need will saves from the ghosts at a DC 19.
DC 19. Okay. Four Bears makes it. Does not crit. Feyraza... does not make it, but does not critically fail. Yes. And Pembroke, the potent, makes it, but doesn't crit.
Aha!
Unbelievable. Bad roll for old Pembroke.
Okay. 12 to those that made, 24 to those that ain't.
Oh, made. That kills four bears.
Yes!
God, because yeah. It all goes right through.
Dead again.
He didn't have enough.
Another good indie movie from the 90s.
He didn't have enough, and he never once got to use his sweet reaction. Oh, man. Okay. And we come back to Pembroke the Potent. Now you have the hammer, and you're slamming on the anvil, Lord Northwood, and he reaches out once again, and oh, but you just got healed. God, this sucks. All right, come on. I need a big roll. I need a big roll. You got to drop that hammer. That would be huge.
I couldn't tell from it if he got it.
I know.
Like, sometimes his joy, ecstasy are so close, joy and anger look the same sometimes.
That was it was sadness. It's really what it was. It was just sadness. Okay. That is. Sorry. That is. Oh god. A 24 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
I dropped my shield.
That hits.
Actually, it would have hit even with the shield.
It's 19 points of void damage.
Okay.
Then second attack on you. This is where I got the nat 20 last time, young fella. Come on. Come on. Natural one! Yeah! So sad. So sad. Okay. All right. Let's see.
You say 29 points on the last one? No. 19
points, sadly. Only 19 points.
Oof.
And yeah, I guess I'm just going to... Jeez, all my ghosts are dying around me. I will... I'm going to... I got to attack again. I just need a natural 20. Natural 20.
No way.
No BS. Natural 20. It's a symbol. Look at it. Wow. Natural 20 on you, Lord Northy.
Yeah,
great roll.
I'm going down.
44 points of void damage.
Okay. I'm dying too.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And the hammer falls to the ground. Very key. That was the main thing. I know you're not going to permanently die, but that hammer has to get on the ground. All right. Dying two. And... You are no longer... You shouldn't have been frightened anymore.
No,
so
I wasn't.
Take that off. Okay. But you are on the ground. Three actions. My turn is over. Nico Bridgewalker. You see the life energy get pulled out of Lord Northwood. He hits the deck. Sword and hammer fall to the ground. Clank, 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 clank.
Northwood, are you okay? And then I will...
Wow. Nailed it. Nailed yeah. Nico.
Okay, I grab up the hammer. One action.
One action, grab the hammer.
Okay, then I attack the anvil again. Northwood died to do this.
Sorry, I'm not going to give you that for free. We need a luck roll here to see if the hammer, you know, if it's too far in that square, if you have to go get it.
Oh, okay.
So let's see.
Okay.
Just 50-50, just 50-50.
Okay.
It's where you can reach it.
Okay, first action, I pick it up. Second action, I attack the anvil. Come on, baby.
And you should be frightened two now.
I am frightened one now, my friend. Frightened one. I was frightened two last round.
Oh, you're frightened two.
Round.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
And now I'm frightened one. But regardless, you're looking at a 23.
23, not enough.
Yeah,
not enough.
Okay, I will take my map and attack again to try to hit this anvil again.
Okay.
I really wish I was killing some ghosts, but I think maybe we win the encounter if we do this. Come on, baby. That's a natural 7. So that's not good because that's a 16.
That's not
going to
do it. And that's your turn.
That's my entire turn.
Okay.
Satisfying. Oh, that turn felt good, man.
Satisfying.
Picked right, up Delanar, a hammer and then up. Missed an anvil twice. I could have the same turn if Jared was in this situation.
I could. The same result would occur.
All right, Della,
the thrill
come on.
Of playing
they need
a heroic
you.
Person.
My great grandmother could have had that turn, and she's been dead for several decades.
You're now frightened too.
Do spells
and not enfeebled?
Do spells take the map?
Spells with the attack trait.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah,
well,
spells
what
with
I want to do, because it's fun, and I haven't thought out my whole turn yet, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I really want to use a focus point and do my dimensional assault at least one time during this fight.
Yes.
So I'm going to do. You see her tumble through space and short extra dimension and pop up, I guess right here, onto the other side of Feyraza.
Okay.
And with that move, I get a melee attack. All with one action, which is amazing. So,
okay,
let's see.
First, I need you to make a will save.
Okay. I rolled a different 20 for that one because they're both the same number. They're both 4.
Oh boy!
So that's going to be 12. Number? Yeah. I rolled a different 20 for that one because I'm like, well, I already rolled this one for my attack. Let me roll another one for the will save. They're both 4. So that's 12.
12.
Is this a doesn't matter.
12. Okay. 12 is you can't bring yourself to attack Feyraza. She has cast Sanctuary on herself. And you can't, your blade, it's like you can't, and you can't even attempt any more attacks against her this turn.
Yeah, maybe killing the green loser was so easy, I forgot that I was afraid. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm afraid,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
But that still goes off, I think, in like the sense of my spell strike for next turn is charged because I casted a spell. But I guess... I thought maybe I'd try to do Intimidating Glare again. It seems kind of silly because I'm so scared, but why not? So let's just try.
At Feyraza?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Feyraza. Let's just try.
Okay.
Okay. 23.
DC
23. Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe so with now the pause Feyraza, that I have, I like flex a little bit with my arm as I hold up the scimitar, and I'm like, you see
I'm
these?
I'm coming back for you next turn.
I'm a strong magic lady.
Feyraza gets frightened.
Great, so you're off, or no, you're frightened against me. Great. And with my final turn, I guess, can I do a knowledge roll or something? What would you think... Everyone would be beneficial. Knowledge roll on Pembroke since he seems to be the boss, or on the anvil or something. I have one action. Or I can raise shield.
I would do it on the anvil because Nico got a lot of info on Pembroke.
Would Arcana be good for the anvil or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try that. Natural 20!
Yeah.
Let's go. So it's 29.
Natural 20. Wow.
Total.
You immediately get the sense that if you were to seal this anvil, that it will close out the power these spirits are getting, banish them, and heal what is happening to this city. But with the natural 20, you also get the sense that the brute force of smashing it with a hammer is one of many means that can be used to do this. There is also magical energy that can be manipulated to seal, to make the metal go back on its own without smashing it with a hammer, like a caveman. this is a magical anvil, and what happened to it is magical. It can be healed through magic as well. In mechanical terms, this means you can use an arcana check as a way to get a success towards closing the anvil.
Okay. I relay that information
using
to
your innate
Nico.
Magical energies and forces that you have.
Okay.
All right. Consider it relayed. We come back to Feyraza. It's Feyraza's turn, and she, though frightened and intimidated, is going to come at you now with this, with an incorporeal hand that reaches through to attack. Natural 1.
Yes!
Wow. What the hell? Swingy dice in this one.
And then I will expand the range of Bless and then move away from Galabras, who is the most dangerous person right now. But stay... 20, 25. Yep, but staying close enough to Pembroke the Potent. Here we go. Galabras, you are up.
Okay, Galabras is...
And I'm no longer free.
He's going to get a little bit closer. He's going to move south there. And then he's going to do a two-action heal on Northwood.
Ooh. Nice.
All right, so...
And that's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay. That's 33 points of healing.
Woo!
To North.
Amazing.
You awaken on the ground. The hammer has been stolen from you by Nico, and your blade sits right next to you. Wow, that timing is pretty sick because it's Lord Northwood's turn.
Damn.
Lord Northwood will first action stand, second action reach out for the hammer from Nico and take it. I assume you willingly give it.
Of course.
And I strike down on the anvil. I don't know if that's going to do it. It's going to be... Okay, I'm not frightened, but I do have heroism 26.
26 is a success.
Yes! I also love this imagery of you guys passing the hammer back and forth.
Yeah.
You try.
Reaches out.
We're the hammer
grabs
brothers.
The hammer. I will admit. May have lost track a little bit here.
What?
This will be the third hit.
This would be the third hit.
Succeeds.
You need three successes.
Yes!
To seal the
yeah!
anvil. Clang! And on this final hit from Lord Northwood, this energy shakes out from the anvil and the metal seals down closed beyond it. If you had just done this with like the butt of your sword or, you know, just a regular hammer that you had found, it would not have the magical infusion that this dwarven smith hammer had. And it clang, and as you hit it, the magical energy seal tight around it. The Pembroke visage just fades away into nothingness and vanishes.
Fuck you!
Feraza fades away into nothingness and vanishes, and you are left alone in the quiet with the
go
the
back anvil. To hell where you belong.
The anvil defeated and inert once again, some bluish stains of its magical energy left behind, but otherwise no more eerie glowing light, no more voices of spirits on the air. You have done it. You have succeeded.
Yay.
In my multi-ghost encounter.
That was fun. Man,
that was very
I'm really
fun.
Glad I picked Galabras for that one.
Yeah,
dude, yeah, seriously. That was clutch.
Our party was really good together.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think, it's so huge. I did not know your characters when I put this together. And I really think that, like, first of all, I think the first one we had two clerics, but then we hadn't had clerics in the last couple of weeks, and they're just super powerful, especially up against ghosts. So I was like, oh crap, especially low level ghosts where the three action heal is amazing. And that obviously did a lot to get through their resistances. But yeah, so the ghost mage is a 10th level creature, and it has some seriously awesome powers and obviously, Howling Blizzard, I think it's called, but yeah, Cone of Cold. Always a strong way to start, and then that amazing AoE frightening effect that you get a frightened critically fail.
I had a thing, basically. I forgot. First of all, everyone should have gotten, anyone within 10 feet of me should have gotten a plus one on their save versus a fear effect. Mm. And I have an ability called Rallying Charge, where basically I can like rush in, and if I get a hit on somebody, then I like decrease the frightened value or something. But I had a couple things to combat it, but it seemed like the anvil was the only way to go. It was the win con.
Yeah, but that's fun. I like it when it's, you know, there's some sort of objective other than just killing the monsters. That's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. I wanted to get an objective,
even though
in this
it didn't
one.
Let me show all the cool things that Nico can do, which I was excited to use the mirror image and everything.
Yeah, you were just so concentrated on the anvil that you didn't get to basically.
But that was smart.
Else.
You zeroed in on it, went for it, did that the whole time, and that's why honestly you succeeded as quickly as you did. Like it's that was badass. So Jared, I took your advice.
For me,
sorry.
Sorry, that's the thing for me too, is because I have divine font. So I have healing hands, so like increases my healing die. And then I have divine font also, which gives me at this level 5 extra healing spells.
Wow.
So, right. And if you were typically doing this, encounter in an adventure, you'd probably have used a couple of those already today, et cetera, when you got down here. You know, this one, you're fully stocked, ready to rock. But that's why the ghosts were all varying levels. They had all kinds of fun abilities. I picked all kinds of fun stuff to throw at you. And I didn't get to use, you guys were too smart, and I didn't get to use Forebear's reaction because he was built to be a tank and a defender mainly. And he had a really cool reaction that, if you attacked Pembroke and he was adjacent to Pembroke, he immediately shields Pembroke, which gives him a bonus to his AC. And regardless of whether that hits or not, Forebears then gets a +2 bonus to any attack against you in the next round.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of a fun reaction, but I didn't get to use it because you never attacked Pembroke. You just focused on the anvil and the smaller ghosts, and
my thought was like,
couldn't put you
keep
down.
The defender's office and just stay on Pembroke, so he'd have to roll and attack. I could get a reactive strike on him if he tried to cast, but then you kept hitting me without casting.
Yeah, that ghost hand is brutal because it bypasses the one weakness of most wizards, which is like you have to get away in order to cast. Kind of a fun combo, but anyway, thank you guys for watching. I hope you enjoyed our little month run here of Gauntlets. But coming up next week, session 0 for our Shadow Dark campaign, followed by the premiere on October 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Check it out on YouTube. We the GCP, I should say, enters the Shadow Dark. We are very much looking forward to seeing you there, Jared.
Yeah. Kate,
Skid, Matthew, thank you so much for hanging out, playing, trying it out. I appreciate everybody who tried out the Gauntlets this month. I thought it was really fun, and it was really neat to see some old faces back on the map again. Really,
and
really
next
fun.
Time so, we'll do an all role play Gauntlet.
Yes,
dude. You know, like that's the one thing that's been missing from these. It's fun to stress test the system, but that only goes so far. This is great for 1 month. I think another time we bring some of these characters back and say, they're all at a tavern.
Yeah,
what are they
exactly.
talking about?
Yeah. I just want to have dinner.
Can we just stay in and have dinner tonight? We have to do a gauntlet.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week for character creation. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself, and see what everybody's talking about when you join The Niche today.
When they were young, the 5 members of an elite commando group nicknamed the Stone Wolves raged against the oppressive rule of the Kratorakian Empire, which occupies and dominates most of the galaxy's inhabited planets. The Wolves fought for freedom, but they failed, leaving countless corpses in their wake. Defeated and disillusioned, they hung up their guns and went their separate ways, all hoping to find some small bit of peace amidst a universe thick with violence and oppression. 4 decades after their heyday, they each try to stay alive and eke out a living. But a friend from the past won't let them move on, and neither will their bitterest enemy. The Stone Wolves is season 11 of the Galactic Football League science fiction series by author Scott Sigler. Enjoy it as a standalone story or listen to the entire GFL series beginning with season 1, The Rookie. Search for Scott Sigler, S-I-G-L-E-R, wherever you get your podcasts.
There are vampires out there. They walk among you, shoulder to shoulder in the dark. Heading to work, heading home, going to the bar. It's a life just like anyone else's, and I have grown used to it. To the darkness, to the moon, to the taste of blood on my tongue. But vampires are dying out. We are a fading kind, and I am the first one created in so long. and that is a dangerous thing to be. Those who came before me, elders of all stripes, they do not want to see our kind gone, and they will do anything to keep their power. And for myself, and for Grace, who created me, that is a sword that hangs above our heads. And the worst person of all carries our secret, and he will use it however he sees fit. Who do you look to when things are at their darkest? From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes, those you want and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.